Parshas Vayetze begins with Yaakov's personal exile to the home of Lavan, where he would spend the next 20 years. While on his journey, the Torah tells us, Vayifka b'makom, the sun sets suddenly, and he's forced to spend the night there. Rashi says, the term b'makom refers to the Hara Maria, the future site of the Beis HaMikdash. In the morning, Yaakov wakes up from his sleep, and he says, Ochen yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh, surely Hashem is present in this place, v'anoichi lo yedati, and I didn't know? And the narrative continues. Yaakov arrives at Lavan's house, and eventually he marries Rachel. The Torah tells us that Rachel is barren, and she pleads with Yaakov, Havali banim, give me children, vim ayin mesa anoichi. And Yaakov responds to her, Atachas elekim anoichi, am I in place of Hashem? This is not within my power. But there's a deeper dialogue within the conversation between Yaakov and Rachel. And let's preface it with a famous vart from Shamshon Esther Pala. Mystical sources tell us there are four images engraved on Hashem's heavenly throne, on Hashem's Kisei HaKavod. A lion, Aryeh, a kruv, a nesher, an eagle, and the image of Yaakov Avinu. The acronym of the word Ochein embodies three of these images. The Aleph represents Aryeh, lion, the Kav represents kruv, and the Nun represents nesher, eagle. So what Yaakov was saying, Ochein, I knew that Aryeh, Kruv, and Nesher are engraved on Hashem's heavenly throne. But v'anoichi, with the extra yud representing me, Yaakov, lo yodati. That I was not aware of. That I'm also engraved on Hashem's Kisei HaKavod. And based on this principle, we gain a deeper understanding of the dialogue between Yaakov and Rachel. Rachel pleads with Yaakov, Havali banim, give me children, vim ayin mesa anoichi. What Rachel was really saying, Mesa anoichi, the anoichi that you are part of, the yud on the Kisei HaKavod, is Mesa, is dead. If you cannot bring me any children, it's meaningless. The fact that you are engraved on the Kisei HaKavod is worthless. And Yaakov responds, Atachas elekim anoichi? The Gemara tells us that Hashem has two heavenly thrones, one for Midas Hadin, strict justice, and one for Midas Harachmim, kindness and compassion. So Yaakov consoles Rachel, Hatachas elekim anoichi? Elekim connotes Midas Hadin. So you think that the anoichi that I'm part of is engraved on the throne of Din, that I'm on the Kisei HaKavod representing strict justice? Were that the case, you might indeed remain permanently barren. However, since I am engraved on the throne of Rachmim, the throne of mercy, you will eventually have a child. What a fascinating dialogue. May Hashem always judge us from his throne of Rachman. And now, we know. Have a wonderful Shabbos.